She handed him a key from her pocket. Come now, quick! And Isabel, you come with me. George, go back out to the kitchen. Hugo pocketed the key and picked up the papers. He held them in his good hand as if they were diamonds and rubies. Some were on single sheets of paper, some hand-bound into little books. The edges of the drawings were yellowed and brittle, but they were all beautiful, and they were all by George Méliès.
No, the old man whispered to himself. No, 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 no!
His voice got louder with each word, and he began to cough.
What is going on here? Where did these drawings come from?
He covered his eyes with his hands.
Who did those drawings? Who is playing this trick on me?
Leave the room, George, cried the old woman who was trying to help Isabel stand. The old man then ran toward the drawings and grabbed handfuls of them, tearing them apart. The children instinctively threw themselves onto his arms, separating him from the papers. Hugo's hand was in terrible pain, and Isabel's foot felt like it was broken, but they tried desperately to keep the old man from destroying his drawings.
Stop it, George! Stop! Yelled his wife. This is your work!
Ha! He cried. How could this be mine? I am not an artist. I am nothing. I am a penniless merchant, a prisoner, a shell, a wind-up toy.
While the old man was distracted by his wife, Hugo and Isabel quickly gathered up all the drawings. They shoved them into the armoire and locked it. The old man was now bent over the side of the bed, his face buried in his hands, weeping. He was muttering the word no over and over again, and then he whispered,
an empty box, a dry ocean, a lost monster, nothing, nothing, nothing.
He continued to mutter and sob, and the children slowly backed away from him. The old woman put her arm around her husband and helped him get into bed. She rested his head on the pillow and pulled the covers up to his chin. With tears running down her cheeks, she ran her hand softly along his rough white chin until his breathing had evened out and he was asleep.
I'm sorry, George, she said,
and kissed his cheek and turned out the light. She sat next to the bed, holding her husband's hand.
I'm so sorry.